Welcome to your five for today. Little Rosie loved apples. Unlike many other four-year-olds, she never bothered with sweets, chocolates, or fizzy drinks, but give her an apple and she was your friend for life. One afternoon, Rosie's grandmother came to visit. Gran loved Rosie and her winning ways, but more than anything else, she loved her impish wit, something that ran in all of the family. As they sat together over the customary cup of tea, Gran turned to Rosie. "Guess where I went before coming here," she said. Rosie shrugged her shoulders. "I went to the shop," she said, "and you'll never guess what I bought." "An elephant," said Rosie mischievously, a smile making the dimples on her cheek stand out. Gran laughed. "No, not an elephant. That wouldn't fit in my bag. What I bought was red and round, and they grow on trees." Rosie smiled in delight, anticipation lighting up her little face. "Apples!" she cried out in hope. Gran nodded. "And I suppose it would be pointless to ask if you would like one of my apples?" Rosie beamed, and then she frowned. "Actually, Gran, I would like two of your apples." "Rosie, that's very rude," said her mother sharply. "You shouldn't say things like that." Rosie looked crestfallen, but Gran realized in her wisdom that there was something behind the request. "Why do you want two apples, dear?" she asked her little granddaughter. "So I could give one to Mummy," came the innocent reply. Rosie got the two apples, and she held them, one in each hand, as if they were the crown jewels. As she looked longingly at her prize, Mum realized that apples were for eating and simply said, "Wait until after your dinner, dear." And so the apples were put on the table until dinner was over. Finally, the time came for the promised apple. But Mum thought she'd better remind Rosie of her good intentions. "Rosie," she said, "didn't you say that one of the apples was for me?" Without a word, Rosie looked down at the two magnificent apples, and then slowly raised one to her mouth and took a bite. After chewing it, she then raised the other one to her mouth and took a bite of that as well. Her mother's heart was filled with sadness at this selfish act. She prided herself that she had done her best to teach Rosie the right way and to think of others. Now her own daughter had lied and shown herself to be deceitful and selfish. Tears welled up in her eyes. But Rosie didn't seem to notice, for she was looking at the two apples, each one with a small bite taken out. After a moment, she held out her hand with one of the apples in it. "Mummy," she said, "you can have this apple, 'cause that's the sweetest." Mum realized she had prejudged her little girl. She gathered her up in her arms. "Thank you, my dear," she said, her heart full of thankfulness. How often can we judge people by what we see or hear? All too often there is a deeper underlying reason behind a person's life. May Rosie's simple act help us to see people around us with open hearts and with grace. Thank you for listening.